at the mouth and wiped away the beads of sweat that glittered on his brow. His tired feet were buried in the quagmire, and his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him and fulfillment of his vow. And he felt his fingers wrap around the knotted roof and pull his body upwards to a sea green mossy boulder. And he dragged his weary shit ass up the mountain. Crack of thunder, and the rocks began to crumble overhead and tumble down the mountain to the dismal swamp that lay beneath the jagged cliffs through which his path had led. And the earth began to quake beneath his feet, and the mighty mountain changed before his eyes. And he stood amidst a sea of dust and rocks and soaps cascading down the mountain, and a thousand birds were heading for the sky. The sacred creed will be yours. If you wait until tomorrow, the sacred creed will be yours to devour, yours to seize and to obey. Obey. The dust had cleared. The colonel lifted up his head and was driven to his knees by a blazing beam of light. And he saw the silhouette that stood before him. And he bowed in reverence, trembling in the shadow of the mighty legend's form. Iculus, the prophet, stood before his eyes, looking down on Colonel Forbin, where he shuddered in the puddles and the muck. And he quietly addressed him, and he spoke so slowly. You've come here, and I'll help you with your quest to gain the knowledge that you lack. I call upon my faithful friend, the Mockingbird, to fly and seize the helping book and bring it to your shack. And the tree of knowledge in your soul will grow, and the helping friendly book will plant a seed. That I warn you about, knowledge seeming innocent and pure becomes a deadly weapon in the hands of avarice and greed. The sacred greed will be yours. If you wait until tomorrow, the sacred greed will be yours to devour, yours to see and to obey. Obey.
true what you hear and it's true what you read tonight, people, because just like the sign says up there, Foreman does indeed live. And I want to tell you what's going on right now here, but I don't think all of you know. But we've been kind of working with this experimental gas and some experimental stuff here that Paul back there at the soundboard on his free time, you know, he's an intuitive and quirky little guy, and so he's been working on this gas, and I don't know if you noticed, but those little holes along the side there, and then these little jugs over here, and I might as well explain that the gas that's been coming out here has probably taken, we've done about 3 or 4 songs, so it's probably starting to take effect right now in your brains, and it's a... What this gas is going to do is that right about now, we've kind of planned it out so that just as the gas is starting to take effect, there's one more little thing here we'll do to click it in. But I'll explain to you what's going to happen is you're going to kind of go into this little space for a while where we're going to be able to control things with you. But when you leave the concert tonight, you're not going to remember any of it. Or you'll kind of vaguely remember it, but you won't remember if it really happened or not. It's kind of basically put you in a trance. It's really a subtle thing, the way this stuff works. But when Mike and I do the vibration of life right now here, we're going to do the quick vibration of life, at which point you're going to start to feel the gas starting to take effect in your head. So, Fish, you can just bring it down there on the drums there. Let me see if I can...